Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again for tuning in to 99.5 FM The Word tonight, Thursday evening. And by this time, if you're listening to the program, we would have spent some time with our sisters out there at WCCC this evening. Looking so forward to spending time with you and just excited to be able to get out there and share the gospel of the good news, the hope that Jesus has for each and every one of us. You know, it's been such a wonderful week. I have to be really honest with you, my loyal fans that are out there. You know, the first Monday, Tuesday night, we were able to listen to Pastor Tayao Tawanga. See, I've been practicing that. You guys would be proud. And, you know, she was able to share her heart as she went with Davey D and Mr. Greg Hammer and Dawn O'Brien last, the other week or so. And they were able to share some time with the women. And, you know, when you're in a area, when you're in a situation where you feel the Holy Spirit, that is earmarked. That makes a tattoo on the inner part of your heart. Because when the Holy Spirit falls, you know you're in the presence of the Lord himself. Amen. And she was just overwhelmed with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And so we're so blessed to have her come and share her heart. And then on Tuesday, she was able to share a little bit of her testimony. And she'll be back by popular demand. A lot of people were very excited to hear that she was going to be on the radio. And she has just such a wonderful servant's heart for the Lord. Tayao. You and your husband, John Lynn, and I, we love you guys. We got to go crack some more crabs sometime, but wonderful, wonderful friendships being developed, partnerships being forged together, and one thing in mind and one focus to build the kingdom. Not about building churches. We're going to build God's kingdom. Amen? Well, tonight, you know, you've stuck with me because last night we were blessed to have Pastor Louis Garcia all the way from Arizona. He was actually here for Camp Agape with Pastor Roy and his lovely bride, Char. They did a wonderful, wonderful Camp Agape out there at Kaena Point, you know, at the YMCA Camp Erdman. About 170 little angels, and you had about 350-plus volunteers. I mean, they took over the entire point of that island. Just incredible. We were able to go down there and share some time with them. But Pastor Garcia was able to come here with his family, and because, you see, he's actually the facilitator or the administrator at Saguaro facility where 1,600 of our brothers, our men from the 808, are incarcerated. And he was able to come here and experience firsthand what aloha is. He was able to come here and experience firsthand what ohana is. And being Mexican, he thought he knew everything about family. But when he came to Hawaii, he got a whole new definition of ohana. Amen. And his family is just overwhelmed. Got three wonderful kids and his lovely wife. She's beautiful. And she has good eyes. So I didn't know how that was possible because she married Louis. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. And we love them to death. And, you know, we're going to be seeing them real shortly. Well, you know, breaking news. In fact, oh, is that my drum roll? Man, I got my drum roll going. Breaking news, breaking news. I'm able to announce this tonight. Hot off the press right after a approval we received. October 4th. Please mark all of your calendars. October 4th is a Friday. Approximately 4 weeks from tomorrow. Friday, October 4th, we are going to have a concert. It is called Free Saguaro from Free Inside Ministry. It's going to be at First Assembly of God, Red Hill, up on the hill right next to Kaiser Hospital, Mauna Loa Freeway. And we're going to be starting, I think, at about 6 p.m. Or we actually open the doors at 5:45. The concert starts at 6:30. And let me tell you the lineup we have. This is a fundraiser to get our team back to Saguaro. We have been invited to do the baptism service in the latter part of October. They are expecting 400-plus men to be baptized. We have been asked by the warden to come back and do the baptism. We're so excited to go there, to have them go through a physical representation of their innermost commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just excited to have this opportunity, and it's going to be wonderful. But we got to take our team, and we got to raise some funds. So it is a fundraiser concert. That's the word fun with the letter D for dinero, fundraiser concert. So don't call me up, say, Brother Bulla, I like 5 free tickets, because I'm going to tell you what, it's kind of like the Shell. If you come inside, you got to pay, and if you stay inside the parking lot, no need to pay. But in our sanctuary, if you stay in a parking lot, you can't hear the concert. So there's something to look forward to. But we're going to open that concert, of course, in prayer. But following that, none other than one of Hawaii's most world-renowned and best loved by everybody, Capenna. Kelly Boy De Lima and his family will be opening this concert. I want to give props out to the De Lima family. Mahalo for your kukua. They have a heart for those that are incarcerated. They've played at every facility on the island of Oahu, and one day they will be able to go to Arizona, schedule permitting. But they are so willing to help us raise money because they know how much it means to us. They know how much it means to those that are incarcerated in Arizona to have this opportunity to be baptized, to put your life on track, to put your life in alignment for your assignment with our Heavenly Father. Amen? So that's something to look forward to. But there's more. We're actually going to have a testimony of a former inmate who has a saguaro, who went through the whole system here in Oahu, who's out now, who's working, making a go of it. You're going to hear his testimony of what it means to have a prison ministry, to have volunteers come in and share the word of God. Not only that, we're going to have some other special guests, but we're going to close the concert with Dr. Jesse McGuire. Dr. Jesse McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E. If you look him up on the web, you will be slightly impressed. He has a doctorate in divinity. He is the chaplain for the entire facility at Saguaro, but he played with a group years ago. Some of you might remember this little group. They were called Tower of Power. For those of you who, in fact, we'll share that in a little bit. But some of us, you know, we know who the Tower of Power is, but it's not so much about who he used to play with, but it's more about who he plays for now, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can play for the world, but sometimes when you're anointed and appointed by God himself, you know, it's incredible what you're able to do. And some of us were able to remember what that sound was like way back when. In fact, I'll play a little clip for you. You might remember this song. That's right. That's none other than Dr. Jesse McGuire. He's played all over the world. He's played in front of three presidents, played in front of prime ministers, kings and queens, played in front of an audience at NASCAR of 380,000 people. He's played at the World Series, various Super Bowls, plays at NFL games. In fact, you know you're good when they call you to see if you're busy to play for the Super Bowl. He plays a rendition of the national anthem that just opens up the gates of heavens and the angels come falling down. But he's going to be in the second half of the concert. And I'm going to tell you, we were able to listen to him just briefly this past Sunday. And when he starts playing his horn, you know he's anointed by God himself. I mean, he is a world-renowned trumpeter, but now he plays for the Lord. Amen. So the tickets are going to be $20. I'll have more information. You'll be able to buy them online, buy them at the door. Also that evening, we'll have T-shirts and we'll have food items for sale. This is a fundraiser to get Free Inside Ministry back up to Saguaro to baptize 400-plus brothers that are incarcerated there. Might be even more, God willing. So that's on October 4th. Look forward to your support. It's going to be a night you don't want to miss. It's going to be something that's going to be etched in your memory and in your heart forever. Because when you're able to reach out, when you're able to help someone that needs some help sometime, we've all been there. But it's just going to be a great night. We expect to see everyone there. We've got lots of parking and lots of seats in the sanctuary. Come bless us with your presence, please. So I want to give a shout out to, you know, all of our different facilities, you know. In fact, last night, I believe we had up in Waiava, we had the Module 10 Cashbox program. Left you with Bob, and hopefully I sent the angel up there again, Angel Fredalusis. I leave you in good hands, my brothers, when I leave you with Angel. We have tomorrow would be chapel with Pastor Scott. For all of those of you who are able to attend chapel at Halava, please make sure to do so. He's got a powerful message for you tomorrow. Tonight we'll be at the women's facility, but by the time you hear this program, we will have already left that facility. We'll be there tonight. Saturday is our big day at OCCC. Looking forward to seeing all of our brothers and sisters there. Sunday we'll be in FDC. Looking forward to see our brothers in there. And shout out to Big John. If you're still where I think you are, stay right, stay tight, stay in the light, brother. You're going to be out of there pretty soon. And to all of our fans and loyal listeners out there, to the Maui Ohana and everyone else, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, today I'm so blessed in the studio to have a special guest, and she won't be saying anything, but she's here beautifying the Salem Media Station today, and that is none other than my beautiful daughter, Princess Isabella Ruth Kealiʻalohe-Okalani Eastman, and she's just here doing her homework. She's a wonderful student at St. Andrew's Priory. making her mark and doing her thing. So we just want to lift her in prayer always, my Ohana. But, you know, tonight we want to talk about, you know, sometimes we look at something and I was going to show you my visual aids, but I forgot this is radio. But, you know, sometimes you look at something and it doesn't really look like how the person next to you might perceive it. The perception might be a little bit different. You know, the classic one is the picture of the rabbit or the duck. Do you see a rabbit or a duck? And in that picture, if you were to Google it, go rabbit duck illusions and you'll find it on the web. It looks like a rabbit, but it looks like a duck. Well, who's right? Well, both of you are right because that's what it looks like to you. Amen. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm talking to the choir right now. There might be somebody out there right now listening, sitting on the edge of your bed in the middle of your cell, and you might be going through some stuff. Anybody here going through some stuff besides me? Hallelujah. Well, some of us, you know, we might have a situation. Anybody out there going through a situation? Hallelujah. Sounds like me. And, you know, lastly, but not leastly, of course, some of us got some junk in our trunk. Amen. We got some junk we got to take care of. Amen. And that's why I always say we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But we know where the cross is and we know where to meet Jesus, at the foot of the cross. But, you know, it's a lot of times we always try and look at things from our perspective. We want to understand things. You know, that's an innate quality in all of us. When something happens, we're like, why me? How come it happened? You know, and it's always that we think of ourselves as the focal point. We think of ourselves as the focus of the situation. Hallelujah. But do you know sometimes we don't need to focus on ourselves when we get into a situation? We need to focus on Jesus when we get into a situation. Amen. Because a lot of times when we internalize it, when we look at it from where it is from our perspective, we get it lost pretty much most of the time. We don't understand the total picture or the bigger picture. Amen? Because, you know, it's in 1 Corinthians. You know, it's going to be in chapter 2, and it's going to be in verse 9. It says, that is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Amen? You see, it's in situations like that where we try to understand things in our perspective, but we don't really understand them because it doesn't make sense. Anybody been there before besides myself? You see, because it goes on even in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 55 in the book of Isaiah, and it'll be in verse number 8 and 9. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we look at something, it's in the shallowness of our understanding. Amen? We don't understand the entire scope of the project, but we just think that, well, you know, if God wants us, why me? Why me? A lot of us are sitting in a cell. We might even be asking ourselves, why me? Well, it's not about the prosecutor. It's not about your wife. It's not about the family. It's not about your employer. It's pretty much you're the reason. But you see, when you look at that from that perspective, you think that's where the end of the story is. You think that's where the end of the road is. And like I always say, this time where you are incarcerated right now is not the end of the road, but the bend in the road. Amen? So that's how we need to look at things. Because you know what? God allows U-turns. Amen? God allows us. You know, God is a God of second, third, fourth, fifth, 20, 30 chances. Amen? I'm a byproduct of that. Oh, sorry. That was my caffeine fix. I had my Mountain Dew slurping. But you see, there was a gentleman in the Bible, there was a brother in the Bible, and I think that you would say, if I were to explain his situation to you, you would come to an agreement with me saying that this brother had a situation. You would say, oh, Brother Bula, this guy, he got some junk in his trunk. You would say, oh, this guy, he's in a mess. You know, this guy, he's got something he's got to work through. Amen? And so when you hear about someone who always has a situation that's a little worse than yours, you always start qualifying things. You start going like, well, I'm not as bad as that guy, you know. Remember the story about the splinter and the plank? Yeah, let me get the chainsaw to get that plank out of your eye. But actually, there's a brother in the Bible, and if you turn with me, if you've got your swords, because I know we're going to battle in the spiritual heavenlies tonight, and it's going to be in the book of Job. Now, when I say the book of Job, some of you open up your Bible and say, that's what I need. I need a job. No, we're not talking about Job. The guy's name is Job. Amen. So when we read that, the first few verses in chapter 1 is to set a foundation so you understand exactly who this guy is, where he's from, and what he's doing, and it gives you a foundation of the perspective of who Job is. Amen? For those of you who don't have your sword this evening, I'll be sharing it with you out of my NLT version, the New Living Translation. Job chapter 1, verse 1. Hang on with me, guys. There once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. That's a big family. You get 10 kids. One more, you get on football team. But he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen. So that means teams, that means times 2, right? 1,000. And 500 female donkeys. Why you want female donkeys? So you can make baby donkeys. He also had many servants. He was, in fact, the richest person in the entire area. Now, in verse 4, it says, Job's sons would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they would also invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. When the celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to us, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. Okay, time out right here. So what's the situation? We got a big family. We got Job. We got 10 kids. That's a lot of cow we got to make. But look at what they owned. They owned so much stuff, and they were so well off. This is what the sons were in charge of. They weren't in charge of taking care of the sheep. They weren't in charge of taking care of the camels. They weren't in charge of taking care of the oxen. They weren't in charge of taking care of the donkeys because they had many servants. So Job's sons would take turns, so they even had a part-time job. This was a part-time job, not a full-time job. They would take turns preparing feasts in their homes. Wow, what a life. Hey, this week we're going to party your house for 4 days. Next week is your... Let's get the schedule out. Let's get the planner out. You know, I want Kahlua pig this one. Hey, maybe over there we can have some tri-tips. They were planning parties. They were party planners. That was their job. They didn't have to work in the fields. And they were so nice to invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. And sometimes, you know, these guys are party animals. These celebrations ended sometimes after several days. Amen. But it gets good now, because now we've set the foundation where Job, he was the man. Job had more stuff than you could shake a stick at, as they would say. In verse 6, it's called Job's first tests. And one day, the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. Time out. Right there, you should realize the devil and the enemy, Satan, the one and only, is lurking. He is patrolling. You know when you have a security officer that's patrolling the property, what do? They walk around and around and around the property to make sure everything's going on and observing it. That's exactly what Satan is doing. He's patrolling the earth, as he said, watching everything that's going on. He's waiting for us to slip up. That's what the devil does. But it says in verse 8, then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He's blameless, man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Now check out Satan's reply. Lord, he replied to the Lord. He says, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse your face. The Lord says, all right, you may test him. The Lord is allowing Satan to test his boy Job. The Lord is allowing Satan to test you and I. The Lord is allowing us to go through the trials and tribulations because of the faith he has in each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. Now, the Lord just gave the devil the green light to go hammer Job. Check out what happens. Verse 13. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, remember we said they're party animals, a messenger arrived at Job's home with his news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabians raided us. They stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. Now, while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news, and he said, three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Well, now, while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters are feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Job stood up immediately, tore his robe in grief, shaved his head, and fell to the ground to worship. Wait. Everything just happened. It says he shaved his head and he fell to the ground to worship? This is what Job said. I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Isn't that unbelievable? He just lost his 7,000 sheep. He just lost his 3,000 camels. He just lost his 500 teams of oxen. He just lost his 500 female donkeys. He just lost all his servants. He just lost his 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he fell to the ground to worship. Praise the name of the Lord was the last line in his worship. Job did not sin by blaming God. So one day, the members of the heavenly court came again to present themselves before the Lord. This is in chapter 2 now in Job. And the accuser Satan came with them. Sounds like this is a rerun, doesn't it? And where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I've been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. This sounds like a rerun. Then the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He's the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil, and he has maintained his integrity, even though you urge me to harm him without cause. Satan replied to the Lord, skin for skin. A man will give up everything he has to save his life, but reach out and take away his health, and he will surely curse you to your face. All right, do with him as you please, the Lord said to Satan, but spare his life. So Satan left the Lord's presence, and he struck Job with terrible boils from head to foot. Job scraped his skin with a piece of broken pottery as he sat among the ashes. He's over there picking his cockles with a broken piece from the clay pot. And his wife said to him, are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die. Oh, gotta love that wife. But Job replied in verse 10, chapter 2, you talk like a foolish woman. Should we accept only good things from the hand of God and never anything bad? So in all this, Job said nothing wrong. Now you see, this is how the enemy operates. He's on attack mode. But you got to realize when you're going through a test, when you're going through a struggle, when you're going through a situation, the Lord has given permission for the enemy to test you because the Lord has faith in you because we are made in the likeness of his image. Amen? Amen. So he's not going to put you to it unless you can get through it. Amen? That's what the Lord sees inside of you. Believe in the unseen and not the seen. Hallelujah. But you see, this is what the devil did. First, he's going to come after you and take your material things. He's going to take your money, going to take your job, maybe take your car, maybe take your house. Those are all material things. The next thing the devil or the enemy or Satan himself is going to do, the evil one, he's going to take away your family. Maybe it's through separation, maybe a sickness, maybe even death. But the enemy has been allowed to do that by our Lord. Amen. Now, if none of those work, the third thing he's going to do to get you to walk away from your faith, to walk away from the one who created the heavens and the earth, to walk away from the Alpha and the Omega, the third thing that the enemy is going to do is he's going to take away your health. You see, it's when we get really sick, when we get terminally ill, we begin to question our faith. We begin to question the God that we serve. We begin to question the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end. We begin to question the creator of all living things because it's in that frail moment where we realize our human frailty and we believe not in the Lord himself, but in the frailty of our spirit and our body. Why me? But you see, the devil attacked Job. He took away everything he had monetarily and material-wise. Didn't faze Job. He actually fell to the ground to worship. Even after he lost all of his children, but left with only his loving wife, he just worshiped God. Even after he had boils all over his body, picking cockles with a broken piece from the clay pot, even his own bride, his own wife, told him, "Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die." The woman that he married is telling him to curse his God also. But you see, what happens is the devil tried three times and he was unsuccessful. We're going to continue part two of this two-part series tomorrow night. And we're going to finish up with Job. But we've just set the foundation. We've just set the groundwork, if you may, of where Job was and where he is right now. And tomorrow we're going to be discussing how his friends, so-called friends, came to counsel him and talk with him to work things out and to see the shift in his understanding, to see the paradigm shift in his perception to where he was accusing God. And that results in a conversation with God himself. Amen. Sometimes when we push our Lord and Savior to the edge, he's going to come back and he's going to come back strong, just like he did with Job. We're going to share that tomorrow night. But what I did want to share in the closing moments that we have tonight, I just want to thank everyone once again for tuning in. And, you know, if you go up to our website, we have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org, www.freeinsideministry.org. Along the top of the website, we do have a donations tab, and we are receiving donations online. Please follow the instructions that are there. Any amount is not too big, and any amount is not too small. We use it all to build the glory of the kingdom. We build it to build God's kingdom alone. We're kingdom builders. And, you know, we're totally volunteers in our efforts. No one gets compensated. Everything goes directly back into the ministry. Thank you, Jesus. And also, go to our Facebook page if you're on social media. And that would be Free Inside Ministry as our Facebook page. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's been my pleasure. You know, we're going to get through Job. And we're going to see, really, how bad is your situation? See, a lot of times we look at where we're at instead of looking at where God's at. Amen. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those who love him. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. That's for you. Get some rest. Be blessed. I'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.